This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Family members of some of the people killed in a mass shooting at a King Soopers in Boulder are calling for more transparency from the Colorado Healing Fund. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The nonprofit Colorado Healing Fund collects money for victims of mass casualty crimes. Anita Bush is the founder of Victims First, a group formed to serve victims of such violence. She's among the advocates who want more detailed financial reports and audits.
All you're doing is re-victimizing families, making people feel re-victimized when you're treating people like children and not answering basic questions.
The fund's executive director says it posts adequate financial information online and they pass internal audits. The most recent report from the Colorado Healing Fund says most of the money raised after the Boulder shooting has gone to those impacted. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
The Weld County Sheriff's Office is scaling back on services in order to staff the county jail. The sheriff announced this week that employees will be temporarily moved to the facility to keep it operational. Spokesperson Matt Turner cites a number of reasons for the severe staffing shortage.
I think a lot of that has to do with the negative perspective of law enforcement and society that exists today. Some of it has to do with poor legislation. It is just not attractive to be in law enforcement anymore.
The department has also suspended animal control services. And the Colorado State men's basketball team continues its March Madness journey today. The Rams are taking on Texas at this hour, and at least right now, things aren't looking great. This is CPR News at 6:06.